Episode 471, Live Life with a Full Heart.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day, sweet women of impact. How are you? Welcome to Create Your Now. Come on in. I'm opening my door for you. I want you to get comfortable. Today is your day. It is your day. Do you ever feel like it's like, oh, I wake up and you're like, oh, this is going to be a magnificent day. It's going to be absolutely glorious because it is my day. Every day can be your day. You're here to create your now. You're here to focus on you. You're here to grow who you are, to become your best selfie so you can go back in the world and impact. That's what you're doing. You're impacting every single day. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am absolutely delighted that you are here. You surely bring so much joy to my heart. If you want to find more out about Create Your Now, head on over to createyournow.com. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, too. Now, I got to tell you, we've got some things that are coming up. I got to get some domestic beauties out of the way. Number one, if you have not signed up for the AIM Academy at createyournow.com, this is just to be on the inside scoop. You want to be there, okay? It's not going to happen here, like, in the next 2 weeks. Something big's not happening, so I don't want you like panicking. Oh my gosh, I'm just now getting to this, Christiane, and you've had this published for a while. No big deal. It's okay. Head on over there. You want to get on the insiders list. You want to be there. You're not signing up for anything. You're not committing your life to me or anything. It's just so you get the inside scoop. You want inside scoops, right? Of course you do. So head on over to createyournow.com. Make sure you sign up for the AIM Academy, and that is for a community of women. Yes, women of impact. Secondly, we've got something brand new coming around the corner, and that's really servicing not just you as the listeners, but you and the women around you. We are creating a Facebook group. I'm actually bringing in all of the Facebook groups together, and I'm bringing it under one umbrella. It's hard for me to be at 20 places all at the same time, and I'm running myself kind of ragged and thin. And you know how I've talked about burning the candles at both ends. You cannot do that and be successful in life. Personally, professionally, spiritually, it doesn't work. You begin to fall apart. Now, I got to tell you, I'm not falling apart yet. So that's why I'm trying to put in some parameters and boundaries for myself. You see, yes, I do exactly what I say here, I do for myself. I'm just not full of words, even though there are days that you think I could just talk forever, right? But I do put into practice what we talk about here at Create Your Now. So with that, you need to be looking out for a special group. I'll be giving a shout out here on the podcast, and you'll want to come and join, and you'll want to invite your friends. That doesn't mean that they have to be listening to the podcast. This is for women. Yes, women. Men, if you are wanting something special, then I need to hear from you. Right now, I'm focusing on my women, the female women, okay? The strong ones. Yes, we have to stick together. But men, seriously, I know you guys listen out there. So if you're like, Christiane, I really could use something, then head on over to createyournow.com and send me a message at Let's Connect, okay? You can get me at christiane@createyournow.com. Okay, what other domestic beauty am I leaving out? I don't think I'm leaving out anything else except that you are absolutely adorable. You're incredible, and you're so precious to me. And I'm so humbled that you take the time out every single day to listen and to tune in. That means you are investing in me. And that just is like, I mean, that's the only gratitude I need. Because my whole dream in life, my goal, my aspiration, I wouldn't even say it's a dream. It's more of an aspiration. It's what God has placed in my lap. And that's to go out there and impact women so they can go out and impact too. That's truly my heartbeat. And so today, it brings us to live life with a full heart. And I come to you somewhat with a heavy heart today. And it's going to end up good, I promise you. I don't want to put you into tears. But over these last few weeks, I've been noticing some trends that are coming up. And it's not like they just all of a sudden appeared on my radar. It's just that I've been extra aware. I've been really paying attention specifically. You know, when you buy that red car and then all of a sudden you're seeing like a red car every five cars and you're like, I didn't see any red cars before. It's because you're aware of it. Well, this is just kind of highlighting what I know has been going on over the past few decades, seriously. But it's getting worse and worse and worse. And it really breaks my heart. Live life with a full heart. I don't think we're doing that anymore. We're living life to put Band-Aids on. We're making do. We just want to say, oh, I'm going to give this a quick go-ahead. Maybe I'll give it 2 weeks of my energy. But it's just a quick fix. And then when it doesn't work, well, then you kind of fall back into the old ways of doing things because that's where you're comfortable at. And then we just keep repeating these cycles. Well, see, I'm old enough to see now children who were little. I got to see them as little ones. And now they're growing up and they're going into adulthood. And I get to see the differences where they were when they were little to where they are now and where their parents were when they were little and to where their parents are now. And I'm telling you, it breaks my heart. Because we're trying to fill our life with stuff, with worldly things. I touched a little bit about it on episode 470, Live Above Your Circumstances. And if you haven't listened to that, I would encourage you to go back and listen to it. But here you know you're getting the real me. You're getting the authentic rawness. And I think this is something that we just don't talk about because whether we're afraid to talk about it for fear that we will become more vulnerable, but we don't want to talk about how we're filling our life with stuff. I noticed that in my own life when I was going through my tornado. And I noticed that my kids were involved in like every single thing I could possibly get them into. Did you hear what I just said? That I could possibly get them into. You see, they would have a spark of an interest and I would throw something their way. Another spark would be here and oh, they got to go do this. Five kids, three, four activities per child. That adds up to a lot of stuff. How much stuff were they really wanting to do? So when my tornado hit and I said, okay, enough is enough. We are running ourselves ragged. We need to sit here and prioritize. And not just me prioritizing my life, but I need to sit down with the children and I need them to say, what do they really want to be focused on? Where do they were getting to the age where they could have a voice. I mean, my oldest at the time was a freshman in high school. And my youngest was a preschooler, so maybe he didn't have all the knowledge, but he had a good idea of what he really liked and what he didn't. So why do we sit here and push our kids into doing this or to make them keep doing things when maybe that's really not their interest? And taking a season off from something will give them the opportunity to soar the next season. But no, we just keep filling our stuff. I think of it as when we go grocery shopping. Have you ever gone grocery shopping on an empty stomach? Uh-huh. What do you fill your basket with? Anything and everything, right? Because all of a sudden, you want this sugar, and oh my gosh, this sounds so great. And you have totally strayed away from your list because you're shopping while you're hungry. Live life with a full heart. You're shopping right now in your life empty, and you're trying to fill it with stuff. And it's not just your life that you're affecting. It's your children's life. It's your husband's life. It's your coworker's life. Everybody's trying to do so many things. You cannot do it all at the same time. Did you hear what I said? You cannot do it all at the same time. There has to be some give and take. I watch some of these news reporters on TV, and it's interesting now because motherhood for some of them are coming much later. That used to not be the case. They would sit there and have babies and then try to make a career while having a baby and raising a family. And now I've noticed a trend that people are making their career and they're having their babies later. Now, by doing that, for some of them, they're learning that they may only have one or two children max because of time. They can't fit it all in. But you see, what they've done is they've chosen their seasons. They've chosen their season to build a career. Now that the career is established, they can now choose the season of what? Beginning with a family and raising a family and continuing the established career. But the focus is not on all of it. is they begin to find harmony in one area of their life, and then they can extend it into the next. You see, we have to build upon a strong foundation, but we try to do it all at the same time. It's like going shopping with the empty stomach. We just throw it all in, hoping that we get what we really need, and what we get is a lot of junk. We get an empty heart. Have you been walking around every once in a while just feeling empty? Have you been trying to fill your own life with just stuff? Whether it's bad, crappy food, maybe it's just junky television, maybe it's just you're going out because, well, you're just going out because you have no energy to even cook in your own house and you just don't want to do anything, but you still go out because you have no energy. I know it doesn't make sense, does it? Do you see where my heavy heart is? And it's breaking because I see so many amazing women out there that are trying to do it all at the same time. You can have it all, but you can't do it all at the same time. You have seasons. You have priorities. You have to invest more energy in some things at times than another area in your life. Live life with a full heart. Are you ready to stop trying to put just a Band-Aid on your life? I didn't know that they sold Band-Aids that big, but I'm watching and it breaks my heart. I see marriages falling apart. I see homes being broken. And not just at young ages. I mean, you know, I'm not talking like just at 30 years old. You know, 30-year-olds going and saying, I'm in, I'm done. They've got kind of like elementary to middle school kids and they're cutting the cord. Oh, no, I see it when they're empty nesters. It breaks my heart. Can you tell how heavy this is on me? And it's one I've been battling with sharing with you, but I thought, you know what? No better than the time than now, because I shared with you yesterday, live above your circumstances. It's time to stop shopping with an empty stomach and trying to fill our lives with just stuff, the crap. It's time that we step out of our superficiality. Okay, if that's not a word, I just made it up, so it's my word. Superficiality. We're trying to be just superficial here. We're making things up as we go along. If you look back at our ancestors had some things right. And if you look at how they lived their life and certain steps, those true things that really God wants us to hold on to has continued to live out through the years, regardless of our technology advances, our science advance, our automobile advance, all of this stuff that we've been able to advance our lives and actually better them to a degree, obviously. But it's also put some hindrances on other things. Live with a full heart. That's what I desire for you. You're a woman of impact. You don't need to be walking around with a heavy heart. You need to be walking around with a life of abundance. You were created on purpose, for purpose. You have something within you that God wants to come out. And if you sit here and begin to fill your life with just stuff, covering it up, using Band-Aids to make do, then what's going to happen the day when the sun doesn't rise for you? You're a woman of impact. It's not time for you to give up. It's getting close to end of the school year, and report cards are going to be coming around the corner. And so in light of all of this heaviness that I've been feeling, I was like, well, what can we do? How can we figure out a way of exceeding where we're going? Because you see, in the elementary schools, they use D for developing, P for proficient, and E for exceeding. I'm like, I like E. Let's exceed. You know, you're a woman of impact, and so you're not going to settle for anything less, right? So here is your kiss to live life with a full heart. Envelop your day with the three E's. Envelop your day with the three E's. Now, it's going to be simple, but it's not necessarily going to be easy to implement because it's going to take you doing it. And you being aware. But I know you're so bright, you're so brilliant, and you're wanting to impact those around you that you want to know these so you can do that. Number one, explore. Number two, Educate. Number three, experience. Envelop your day with the three E's. Explore, educate, experience. Let's break these down. Number one, explore. You need to open yourself up to what's new. We know we're not getting any younger, and the world is ever changing. It's always developing. It's growing. It's expanding. You need to explore what you don't know. And I look at this and see it as pretend you're a child. You know, think about it. If you can, if you've had a child, you understand this. Or maybe just go borrow a child, seriously. Or watch somebody at the restaurant with a young child. You give them a lemon, and they've never tasted a lemon or a strawberry. And they sit there, and they hold it in their hands, and they feel it. What do you know, infants do and toddlers do? They sit there, and they smush things and all of that. They want to know what it's made of. It's curiosity. Explore your world. You see, what's happening is we're getting stuck in the mundane. We're getting stuck in our own habits. The good ones are great to get stuck into, but it's a lot of the bad ones that we still keep becoming attached to, and those are the ones we need to learn to let go of. So if you begin to explore through the eyes of a child, life, the world around you will become alive. It will be vivid. It will be so vibrant, and you'll be like, oh my gosh, I never knew that. It's amazing. I was watching the news one late night. My husband and I were getting ready for bed, and there was something about these mushrooms, and I don't remember the name of them. It starts with an M. Somebody I'm sure out there already knows. But they're only harvested during a very short period of time. Now, I don't know why I didn't know this, but I mean, I know there's so much stuff out there. Now, my husband could care less because fungus is not for him, is what he would say. Honey, you can have all the fungus you want, but do not give it to me. Well, these mushrooms are amazing. The thing is they cost a lot of money because they are so rare. I didn't know this. So I'm like, I want to go find them. Explore. That's number one. Envelop your day with the three E's. Explore. Number two, educate. Growing your mind keeps you young. It keeps you alive. When you aren't using your mind, what's happening? It's slowly dying. You don't want it. It's a muscle. You got to keep using it. That means what? Reading. Podcasts. Yes, hello, me. And other podcasts, not just me. There's so many great ones out there. And if you want a list of great ones, I'll begin to start putting some of those together for you, both business, personal ones, things that might help. And you may be like, oh, well, yeah, I would like to see that list. So I'll begin to put that together for you. Give me a few weeks, though, because I got to make note of that and get that all together. But I will begin to do that for you because I think it's important. Books that you read. Maybe you have a favorite blog that you want to, you know, read on. Go and subscribe to an online magazine. There's a lot of free stuff out there, but there's also things that when you get them online, they're reduced to a very nominal fee. Learn about things that interest you within the season that you're in. I've got clients that do different things in their seasons. And so they begin to sit here and go, oh, well, I really need to learn about this because this is where I'm at. And I'm like, yeah, good job. That's exactly what you need to do. You need to begin because what happens is you begin to see things a different way. Educate. That's one of your three E's. And number three, experience. This is what I'm talking about here of presence. Be present in your life. What you're doing. You may be running to all these different activities, but are you really there? Do you really remember that home run that you saw your son hit? Or did you miss it because you were stuck in your phone sending something on Facebook? Presence. Experience your life. Don't be sitting on the sidelines. You're a woman of impact. That means you are in it. You're doing it. You're all in and you're all aware and you see what's around you. Experience. Now, my heavy heart, I hope, doesn't leave you with a heavy heart. I hope my heavy heart is lifting you up and filling you with joy because I want you to live life with a full heart. I want you to be able to go out and take your purpose and go and impact the world around you. You are so great and you have a leadership quality that only you have. It's your uniqueness that this world needs. So go out and create amazing greatness within you. Live life with a full heart. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.